Kieran, just before we get into the game, you made the Ulster Club All-Stars team at the weekend. A big night for you personally and a great honour for the club.
Exactly. It's always nice to get individual award, I suppose. So it was a nice wee cap on last year. Delighted to get it, and just great for Niamh Connell and great for myself too. So happy days.
Yeah, very well deserved. Kieran, just under today's game, Donegal flying high in the league. As you all know, Louth's position probably didn't reflect their performances, losing a couple of games by a point and one by two. This was always going to be a bit sticky today, and that's how the game panned out.
Definitely. Listen, we knew coming into the game they were. Their last few games were always one or two points in it, like, so we knew it was not going to be nothing easy. They were going to throw everything at it. They had to try and come out and win and get points on the board to try and stay in Division 2. And from our point of view, we had to come out and try and get 2 points to get up to Division 1. Like, we weren't as happy with the first half as probably as we should have been. We were sloppy on the ball, giving away the ball. Just counter-attacks then kind of killed us, but second half was a lot better, thankfully.
Yeah, and just the way they were sitting with that low block and defence, you know, I suppose from the game we've been playing, the power run that we're doing, we couldn't really get that game going. It was more we had to be a bit smarter, a bit sharper in the ball, but that didn't happen, and then they were counter-attacking into us. We kind of got sucked in to their game plan, and it always leaves you exposed then at the other end.
No, exactly. Listen, we tried to play the running game, you know, down the middle, and we just got turned over far too many times, and we should have been a bit more composed. We were probably a bit frantic when we had the win. We thought we had to get a few 5-6 points ahead, but really we just should have stayed composed. And I think we showed good composure in the second half to work the scores and come away with the victory then in the end.
Relief maybe with the goal. It was kind of one of those moments it looked like at that point here the game could go actually either way. So the goal was pivotal. We went to 6 points up, and from then on we kind of controlled the game.
Listen, it was a massive score for us by QE. It was a handful in there at full forward, so fair play to him. He won the ball and just laid it off, and it was a handy goal. But yeah, that gave us a nice cushion, you know, and we could kick on from there and keep the ball and then just work our scores even more then.
Yeah, a couple of weeks to Meath now. Does that mean a very tight week's training coming up? That's what everybody from outside the camp seems to think.
Listen, we're in a good position now. We're definitely in a good position to get up to Division 1, to get into that league final. So we'll put the head down another few weeks for the Meath game then, and really just to get into a league final now. But we've a wee bit of breathing space, so hopefully we can put hammer to the tongs a bit.
Yeah, and a huge week for your school as well. Soccer final, Gaelic final coming up, Kieran. You weren't there on Friday night when there was a fashion show. Obviously, you were up at the Hillgrove, or I would have had you catwalking.
Aye, thank God. I'm not used to the catwalk, so I'm happy enough I missed that. But no, great for the boys there in Skull Waterbone Cranada to be in that All Ireland final now on this Saturday coming.
Kevin Campbell's been asking your advice on a lot of things, I presume.
Aye, well. I don't know about that, but I'm just there to give him a hand whenever he needs it. So, yeah, happy days.